So, Wadza, have you ever cried in a movie, and what was
I don't really. I've just given it away, the fact that I don't want to answer this question. Yes. I don't want to
was
say. I don't want to
it?
say.
Go on.
There's so many. There's just so many. I'll pick one. I'm a crier. I'm one of those really. I'm hopeless. It's why I don't watch movies, because I just can't not cry. Oh, look, everyone would say Titanic, but oh, I'm going to really show my hand here. My wife made me
Go
do it. The Notebook.
on. No. The Notebook. All your manhood has just disappeared.
Oh, what tiny shred I had has just gone out the window. Michaela, please rescue me. Movies, crying.
Well, beaches. Like, who doesn't cry in that? But I'm a
Beaches.
girl, so that's, there's no shock factor there.
Yeah, I suppose.
But you.
That's
The
it.
Notebook.
Oh, no one's going to respect me anymore. I'm going to have to walk around the street with my eyes like averted from everybody.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Hang on, I just got to finish wiping the tears off. Okay. Okay, listeners, welcome back to the Tradies Business Show. And everything you just heard is an absolute lie. I was making that up for sensationalistic journalism. But great episode today, Michaela, be quiet, please. No, great episode today. We're talking LinkedIn, which a lot of tradies would probably think, oh, LinkedIn, really? That's not going to apply to me. But I tell you what, by the end of this interview, I was itching to get back to my profile and to jump on the phone to my clients and get them building a great LinkedIn profile, because this is just, man, there is some great stuff in here.
There is, and you even were too ashamed to connect with Adam because he would see your profile, which I find hilarious.
And you
but
know what?
it
He might
really,
make me
really
cry as well.
there's some really great stuff in this, and there's even some extra bonuses, which I'll tell you about towards the end of the show. But if you've ever thought of using LinkedIn or want to know more about it, this is the episode you need to hear. So enjoy. Really looking forward to chatting to Adam Houlihan today. He is a social media strategist and the author of Secret Sauce, From Naught to 200,000 Followers in 1 Hour a Day. Wouldn't we all like to know that? And he's really a LinkedIn expert. I know a lot of people say they're experts and gurus, but Adam's so much of an expert in this area that LinkedIn actually used his profile as an example of the right way to use LinkedIn. So welcome to the show, Adam.
Thanks, Michaela. Wonderful to be here.
G'day, Adam.
Now,
hey, Warwick.
We always like to start with the old question. Are you a DIY? Do you like to pot around the house, or do you like to get the pros in?
Look, I'm definitely in the get the pros in camp. I am definitely not a handyman. My wife is the one that changes light bulbs and whatever at our place. So I will pick up the phone every time.
Nice. At least you're willing to admit it, Adam. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm sure a lot of our listeners may have even heard of LinkedIn, or may have sort of dabbled with it or know nothing about it. But I know that LinkedIn's a pretty powerful player out there in the social media space. So what's some of the reasons why, our guys should start even looking at this as a way to promote their business?
Yeah, good. That's a good question, Carla. It's LinkedIn is actually one of the oldest social media platforms around, and it's really stood the test of time and really evolved from its roots, not unlike Facebook has, to really be one of the market leaders as far as the business application of social media. So as opposed to, say, the Instagrams and whatever of the world at the moment, they certainly got their place, but LinkedIn is hands down number one for any form of professional services to be a part of. And to give you sort of a bit of an overview of the sort of some current numbers around LinkedIn, it's not far off 350 million people currently registered on LinkedIn. To be exact, I think it's about 348. But the reason no one can really give you an exact number is because about two new profiles appear on LinkedIn every second. So that's how fast it's growing. But probably more importantly, the average income of the people that are on LinkedIn is in excess of 100,000 in Australian dollars. Even it's over $110,000 of those 350 odd million people. And there's also about, you know, almost half of them, or to be exact, around 40% of those people are active on there every single day. So it's a, you know, it's a very target rich environment for, you know, if you go about using it in a, you know, a very strategic way.
That's some pretty mind blowing numbers. When you start multiplying those two together, that's one big economy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's and the speed at which it's still growing. I mean, now I'm not convinced that they'll ever get to this, but LinkedIn's own internal goals are to have 3 billion users on LinkedIn. Now, at the current rate of 2 per second, that's going to take them about 120 years. But as I said, I don't sort of, you know, profess the fact that they will get there, but certainly it'll go past a billion users. And so even if you're not on LinkedIn now, you're not late to the party, but the sooner you get in there, the better.
And so a lot of our guys have often said, oh, I try social media and I tried Facebook but didn't work for me, you know, when they only probably put a couple of posts up. What makes LinkedIn so different from some of the other social networks out there like Facebook?
Well, yeah, again, great question. But the first thing, just to step back a bit, is LinkedIn will be no different if you get out there and put two posts up. It's something which, this is not specific to LinkedIn, it's just generic across social media, is that, one, it takes a bit of time. You don't get instant overnight results. You've got to be committed to it over a period of time. But you've also got to be sort of strategic about, you know, how you go about it. And each different platform pretty much has, you know, different ways of interacting with your ideal clients or customers or you know, whatever you're actually targeting. And really, probably one of the biggest mistakes people make with LinkedIn is to treat it like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And, you know, it's not the place for selfies or, telling us about what you did on the weekend or your dog's latest antics. You know, that stuff's for Facebook and whatever. LinkedIn's really a professional network and really needs to be, you know, treated, you know, in that professional manner. And if you have a strategic way of going about that, it's by far the number one platform for getting those type of results.
So I guess, Adam, in my mind, that raises a bit of a question. I'm going to make a sweeping generalization, which is always very dangerous. But if I can speak for our listeners for just a moment, I suspect that a lot of our tradies would be thinking, well, you know, LinkedIn's all these high income earning professionals. Why would they be on LinkedIn?
Why would your tradies be on LinkedIn?
Yeah, what benefit would having a profile on LinkedIn and being active on there actually have for me as a plumber or a mechanic or whatever?
Sure. Well, remember that averages are a wonderful number. Like, you know, when they say the average user has an income of $110,000, pretty much what you can guarantee is that the only number that nobody will have is on there is $110,000. You know, you'll have everybody from, $40,000 up to, $1 million income earners on there. And then the average just comes down to that 110, you know. So realistically, the scope of people, I suppose what you got to look at it is from, it's not necessarily, what your personal interest is. It's what are your, what's the ideal client of yours look like? So if you're a tradie, what is it that your ideal client looks like? Are they homeowners? Are they office workers, whatever? I mean, I imagine that the scope of the type of people that would employ a tradie is very wide. So the likelihood of those people being on there is actually huge, to be honest. It's just then a matter of how you connect with those right type of people. So there's absolutely, it's an absolute no-brainer that it's where you should be as far as putting some energy behind your social media activities. It's just you've got to be very strategic in the way you go about doing it.
So, Adam, let's say, we've got a tradie listening to the show, already doing Facebook, maybe Instagram or something, listening to this and going, okay, so LinkedIn, it's another social media platform. It's another bunch of posts and everything. How would the approaches differ? Obviously you talked about no sort of cats riding around on vacuum cleaners on LinkedIn. That's kind of Facebook stuff. But, how would your strategies differ between some of those major platforms?
Probably the main thing as far as if we're focused on what's the right strategy for LinkedIn, and this is where I think that your guys will be really happy about LinkedIn, is unlike a lot of your other platforms, LinkedIn is not a place to be whacking out 10 posts a day or 7 days a week or anything like that. Realistically, probably 2 updates a day is the maximum that you need. And it's really more about connecting with your ideal clients than spending a whole bunch of time coming up with content that you've got to write, like blog posts and stuff like that. You can certainly have a strategy around LinkedIn which doesn't require you to have a blog or blog posts. I'm going to preface that by saying it's better if you do. But if you don't, you can certainly still have a very effective sort of strategy that connects you with your ideal clients and positions you. The real key of what you're trying to do is position yourself as the go-to person in that industry. So by posting the right type of content, and it doesn't have to be a lot of content, and a strategy around connection. Connection meaning connecting to the right people. That's really what it's all about, as opposed to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, where you got to have a much bigger range of content that you're putting out there, and probably a little more regularly. LinkedIn's all about sort of connection. It's all about a business stance on things, for want of a better word.
So you talk about using LinkedIn, finding your ideal clients and making connections. What's the right way to connect with people on there? So do you have any best tips on the right etiquette in connecting, particularly with people perhaps that you don't know?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the good things, like the search features on LinkedIn are fantastic. So, finding the right people to connect with, you can be, as specific as the type of industry they're in, the postcode that they live in, even the job title, if you wanted to be that specific. You can really drill it down into the, the key type of people that you want to connect with. But a great point you made there, Michaela, is about etiquette and what the biggest mistake that most people make. And to give you an example, so using myself, I get about around 200 connection requests every week, and probably only 5 in 200 do this. If you want to sort of really increase the likelihood of the right type of people connecting with you, it's really as simple as when you send that connection request, is not use the very bland vanilla I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn that LinkedIn kind of set up for you, but overriding that and just writing a quick one sentence or two sentence maximum as to why you want to connect with someone. And of course that shouldn't be something like, I want to connect with you because I want to send you my latest offer or anything like that.
I get plenty of those too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it really should be around, you know, just creating that that first connection. And there's an age-old concept called the 7-11 rule, which means that really before you try to sell anything to anybody, you should have had 7 hours of conversation or 11 touches with that person. And it is a reality. So that's what I mean by a real strategy around, you know, how you go about everything on LinkedIn, you know, is to have this sort of framework in place that takes those connections through initial connection to trust, to, you know, eventually to a point where, you know, they want to deal with you as you know, that particular industry professional.
So it really comes down to applying old school networking techniques to these platforms, and I think I'm even guilty of he with the most connections wins kind of approach to some of these platforms, where it's like, wow, I've got 773 LinkedIn connections, and it's like I don't talk to any of them, so no wonder nothing's coming out of that. But it's just applying those old human principles, isn't it, Adam?
It is, and it is. That's a good point. It's one of the things I really do like about LinkedIn is it sort of takes out that whole gamification of, you know, he who has the most connections is the, you know, the guru, because it only sort of shows you the top, or the first, I shouldn't say the top, the first 500 connections that you have, and after that, it doesn't actually matter how many you've got. Like your profile, if you said Warwick, you had 773, is that?
It says like 750 plus, you know. It's like,
yeah. So you can see that, but from someone looking at your profile from the outwards looking in, would see that says 500 plus. Mm. So it doesn't have this gamification of saying I've got a million connections or 100,000 or whatever. It's, you know, everyone's kind of brought back to a level playing field. However, you know, there are certain sort of this is not a real word, I made this up, but it's what I call LinkedIn-isms. And there's certain little things around LinkedIn that you kind of have to have. And one of them is more than 500 connections. Yeah. That's getting into the optimization and whatever of your profile and everything. And we're going to make that easy for everyone to do that a bit later. But you do need to get over 500 connections. But after that, it's all about, you know, connecting with the right people. Much better to be connected with 1,000 of your ideal clients than 50,000 people who are never going to even, you know, speak to you on LinkedIn, let alone anywhere else.
One of the things I think is the real power in LinkedIn for our listeners is the ability to connect with potential partnerships. So, like you said, the search feature before, perhaps you're wanting to develop relationships with property managers of real estates in your area. I mean, you could very simply go through and search for that in your local area and those types of positions, and then make introductions that way. So I think that whole ability to make strategic partnerships is, again, where some really powerful things can happen in LinkedIn. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the good features of LinkedIn is that, generally speaking, in most platforms, you need to be somewhat connected before you can interact in any way. And certainly LinkedIn is like that too. However, one, you know, if you go about that the right way, you can send those connection requests in that very targeted manner, as you just said, Michaela. But secondly, from that, LinkedIn has a built-in feature that, now it's not free, but there is what they call InMail. And InMail allows you to connect directly with anybody who, even if you're not, you know, already connected on LinkedIn, and at least be able to send them a message as to why you want to connect in a very powerful way. So you're 100% right. That's part of the strategy, is not only to connect with your ideal clients, but also with your strategic partners or alliances that where you can add value to each other's businesses, for sure.
So Adam, that raises the question about the whole LinkedIn Premium, and I think I must get a special invitation to trial it about 3 times a week. And is there value in that? I mean, there obviously is, but can you perhaps give our listeners a bit of insight into why would they do the whole Premium versus the free account?
Yeah, sure. It's look, while you're building your profile up and getting it sort of optimized and ready, there's probably not a lot of reason to go to the premium accounts. But certainly when you want to start using it in a very strategic way, there's multiple different levels of the premium accounts. And but one of the generic reasons why is that that you should, once you're at that level, is that it allows you to see all of the people that are viewing your profile. And as opposed to the free one, I think it allows you to probably see the last, you know, five or something like that. So it's a very powerful thing when you're using it very strategically to know who's viewing your profile, and you know you can connect back with those people. But also it in the different levels, and to give an example, I use the executive level, which is, you know, one of the highest levels. I'm not suggesting that you guys need to go to that level by any means. It's about $800 or $900 a year just to have access to that. But the higher the levels, the more people, more depth that allows you to see within number of first connections and whatever that you want to view. But that level allows you to see down to about 700. So highly unlikely you guys need to go to that depth. But in the lower levels of the premium accounts, it'll let you see sort of 200 or 300, the first 200 or 300 in whatever search it is that you're looking for at a given time.
So the key to LinkedIn is, I believe, is having a completed profile and really optimizing that. What are some of the key things that people miss when they're updating their profile, the gaps they seem to leave out that are quite valuable?
The that is definitely right. The first thing you need is you need to get your profile to what they call the all-star status. Now, all-star just means it's the highest ranking within LinkedIn as far as that your profile is set out properly. So if you're anything under that all-star ranking, and you can see that by if you go onto your own profile, and you look in the sort of top right section, whether you're on your home page or your profile page, whatever, it has a profile strength indicator, and it's like a round ball, and it'll show where you're ranking. So all stars the highest, and essentially all that means is that every part of your profile is set out properly. But probably where the main mistakes people go with not getting that right is certainly the biggest one is in the summary. And the summary, you can put anything in there, and that will LinkedIn will rank that, you know, you've at least set up a summary. But the amount of profiles I see that don't even have the summary filled out is amazing, and that's first, yes, by far the first thing that you need to have on there, and then of course to have your skills and endorsements. There's a lot of different opinions on the value of skills and endorsements, and whether you should have them on there or not, or how many. It definitely is something that you need to have on there. Have showing on your account. You can switch it off, but you should definitely have it on, and you should have the endorsements for the right type of skills, because you can choose what those skills and endorsements should be, and you can choose the positioning of those on your profile. So definitely make sure they're turned on, not off. And then of course to have with your experience, you need to have probably obviously your current position, but two or three of your previous positions in there as well is definitely a good idea. And then just the little things like if you're scrolling down through your profile, you'll see things like your education. Again, you don't have to go into massive depth on these things, but at least have the high school you went to, or the trade school, or whatever. Just have something in there, and then any like honors or awards or publications or whatever. But these things, these ones are not critical. If you don't have, if you've never published anything, don't put something there just for the heck of it. Just leave it inactive. And then by far the biggest one, this is the one that you know, everyone gets wrong, is there's a section called additional information or additional info, it says. Now, it has things like your interests and personal details, and certainly fill those out. But there's a little section at the end which is, it says advice for contacting, you know, your name. And you really have to put something there. If you leave that blank, then LinkedIn will rank you down in searches and whatever because you know, they're saying you haven't given a complete profile. So definitely make sure that you know you put something in that advice for contacting section.
So Adam, I see quite a few profiles that, for example, don't have a photo or they're missing some of this information. And it might seem obvious to some of us, but why is that stuff so important to have all those elements filled out?
Well, the photo is a good one, Warwick. It's and to be specific on that, a photo from LinkedIn's terms and conditions means a headshot, not a logo for your business or anything else for that matter. Now, having said that, I don't know anybody that's ever had their account shut down or anything for not having a headshot, but there are statistics around, and interesting, I was looking at that just yesterday, and the current statistics say that your profile's 11 times more likely to be viewed by someone if it has a photo than if it doesn't. So yeah, having a photo is definitely a must-have. But secondly to that is, take the time and energy to get a good photo, one that's clear and not too much, background noise and out of focus and that sort of thing. Because at the end of the day, it's a representation of yourself and how professional you are. It's kind of like, I'll give you an analogy that drives me crazy. And if you see a car detailer's car that's all dirty and what's the likelihood I'm going to pick up the phone and call that guy? I hardly even see his phone number on the back of the car because it's covered in mud. It's the same thing here. It's all about a professional presence.
Yeah, that's right. And I know I just about won't click connect on anybody that doesn't have a photo because I'm actually a little bit worried about it being a spammer or someone like that who's like, oh, is this person legit? I can't see their face. And if you go back to the whole live networking thing, you wouldn't turn up to a networking event with dark sunnies and a false mustache on. So, it's almost be yourself on there and people are more likely to connect, I guess.
Exactly. Yep. It's a good point.
I know one thing that – sorry.
No, you go ahead, Carl.
I was going to change subject. So if you still had a point on the photo, go ahead.
No. I think we've covered that. Good quality photo, right. No lavas, no sunglasses. We're all good.
Cool. One thing that a lot of people are starting to – and I know it's been around for a while, but it's becoming a little bit more mainstream – is using LinkedIn for recruiting. And advertising jobs up there and finding people that way. Is that something you've had good experience with, the whole recruitment side of using LinkedIn?
Recruitment is massive on LinkedIn. There's no two ways about it. Essentially that's what it started out with, was pretty much a recruitment tool. And it certainly evolved to be much more than that, but there's even specific accounts that LinkedIn accounts you can have if you're looking for a position or whatever, and certain advertising packages and whatever around it. I wouldn't say that my specialty is around recruitment at all. Mine's more around lead generation and client interaction with LinkedIn, but it certainly has a very specific niche for recruitment, no doubt.
And is there a way to go about, doing that? Because, for our listeners thinking, okay, great, so I need a plumber or a mechanic or whatever, what's some tips on how to actually use it to do that?
Just so we're clear, you're talking about that they want to recruit a plumber that they want to promote their services as a plumber?
No, so they need somebody to work for them. They're looking for the next team member.
Well, there's two ways to go about it. Is that you either post that position within LinkedIn, and then what LinkedIn search engines do is, and you can be very specific in down to suburb specific job skills and things like that. And what LinkedIn will do is then, and you've probably seen it yourself on your sidebar, or you get some emails that say these particular companies are looking for people with your skills, and they obviously show them to those people that have those skills in their profiles. I would get probably an email every week with those type of jobs available on LinkedIn, but that's certainly not it's certainly not a free service. They certainly do charge for that, but they charge for it because they do get good results. And my understanding is even sites like Seek are really getting impacted heavily by LinkedIn now because of the there's just so many people registered on LinkedIn than are looking at Seek at any given day.
Wow, well, that's a big giant to take down.
Yeah.
And
No,
that's okay. We're talking over each other a little bit today, aren't we, Michaela? We're out of sync. Well, the universe must be rotating differently or something. Anyway, I'll let you ask the question, Michaela. You go right ahead.
No, you go, Warwick, because I was going to ask.
No, you. Can we not do this all afternoon? Adam's got somewhere else to be. Adam, one question we do like to ask our guests is if you had 1,000 tradies in a room, what's maybe one or two pearls of wisdom you would just desperately want to impart upon them?
from a personal perspective, on the very regular occasions when I call them to come and do something at my place, is as opposed to doing it myself, as we've already sort of gone through, is turn up on time. It's or at least if you can't be on time, pick up the phone and say, hey, look, I'm running half an hour late, or whatever it is, and just have that professional sort of courtesy to let your client know that you can't make an appointed time for some reason. Mm. The second is, and I'm going to go back to that same analogy I use with like a car detailer. It's present the way that you want people to perceive you. It's the way you dress, the car you drive, the cleanliness of everything is they're the things that people remember. And you might come turn up and do a great job, and price is not an issue or whatever, but if you turn up to our place and walk into the house with dirty boots, my wife's never going to ring you back again. So that professional presence, I think, is what I'm getting at.
And it's so that both of those things really don't cost money or a lot of money. They're just so simple, and I know we rabbit on about it all the time, but it's the feedback we keep getting all the time as well. So thanks so much for your help today, Adam. And if people want to know more about you, and I'm sure that they do want to get more in depth about how they can use LinkedIn to grow their business, how can they find out more about you?
Okay, the best way is through my website, which is just adamhoolahan.com. And all the ways you could possibly connect with me are there, and all of the courses and everything I have, even free courses on LinkedIn, are all listed there. And, definitely that's the best way.
And I know you have a great free 4-week course about LinkedIn. So what we might do is in the show notes, so people can just head to that page and sign up there and get on your course, because it is great. And it touches on a few things we've covered today, but a lot more. So thank you very much. And if anyone wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, remember, make it personal.
And put a photo in there. Please.
Exactly.
I better go and check my profile now, mate. I'm feeling a little bit nervous, actually.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thanks for coming on the show, Adam.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
So some great tips today. Check out your profile. If you haven't got a profile, sign up. It is really easy. Follow some of the advice that Adam has had and really start making it. It's actually a social media that you will see a return on investment by keeping at it for a while. So make sure to check out his free week, his free 4-week LinkedIn course. That's a bit of a tongue twister, that one.
I'm not even going to rescue you after making me admit to crying in movies, Michaela.
Head to the tradiesbusinessshow.com/38 and the link will be there. I really recommend you get this free course. It's got all the tips that he's mentioned plus some other great stuff. So get that 4 weeks and it'll really help you build your profile.
And that's incredible, valuable content there. Adam works with some pretty high profile people personally on LinkedIn to help them with their profiles. So to get a 4-week course out of him for nothing is pretty serious stuff. So yeah, jump on that. And to get even more tips from Adam about how to build a great LinkedIn profile, including specifics on what elements to work on, some tips and tricks on actually getting noticed by your target audience, we have created the Tradies Business Show members area. It's $1 for the first 30 days. I'm not even going to try and do the maths on that to figure out how much a day that is, but it's not much. And we're going to stick some other stuff in the members area as well, aren't we, Michaela?
We are. So we're going to look at providing you some extra templates and files to help you, but also provide free educational monthly webinars where we dig even deeper into some of the things we talk about on the show. And we've also had a lot of feedback of people wanting to be a little bit easier to connect with us, ask questions and kind of form a bit of a community around the show. We also have access to our private Facebook group, which is only available to members. So like Warwick said, it's $1 for the first 30 days and then just $10 each month, ongoing, no commitment. You can join, get out whenever you want, but we're sure you're going to want to stay in there. So these tips that Adam shares is what people pay him thousands of dollars to learn in his private coaching. So they really are something you haven't heard anywhere else. So make sure to go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/members and we'll have all the details there where you can join up.
Sounds good to me. So there you have it, listeners. Another great interview. Hopefully you've got some tips in there you can implement in your business. And until next time. Hello.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.